It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis live before the Chicago Blackhawks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Make Bedford Park your new home for business, and sponsored by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. And Jamal Mayer's with us, Chicago Blackhawk great and Stanley Cup champion. Mm-hmm. And it's all brought to us by Chicago's own Nuveen. And Jamal,
I'm not so sure about the great part.
But just go with it.
I appreciate it.
I consider myself to be a Blackhawks great, too. I don't know if that's working out for me or for the organization, but that's how I'm doing it. All right, Johnny Oduya, how exciting is this?
I think that's huge. It sends a sign to that dressing room that, you know, they want to go for another cup. And I think that, you know, the familiarity that he certainly has with the organization, the city, having won two Stanley Cups, not to mention what a shutdown pair he and Nick Jalmerson have been in the past. I think that the guys in the room are certainly excited, and there's no question about it that that Johnny's excited as well.
And yeah. Fans are excited, too. There was a note from the Sun-Times said that when his bags got picked up at O'Hare, that some O'Hare workers had tagged a note on it to say, welcome home.
Oh.
People are excited about this.
You do love when Hawks do come back. And especially, you know, the Stanley Cup Hawks that come back. And he was a fan favorite because, you know, that's one of those guys. Chicago loves, you know, guys who work very hard on the ice.
Great beard, right? Too. Great facial hair.
Yeah, he had the great facial hair. He's got that. And here was a guy, I know, as you know, Jamal, here's a guy that I think I used this term before. You know, the NHL is a little different game than it used to be. I mean, people aren't just hitting each other just for the sake of hitting each other. But if the opportunity arises to interrupt a play with a significant kind of motion of body to body.
See where you're going.
I would say that Johnny Oduya was one of those guys that always enjoyed the opportunity.
There's no question. He plays a complete game, and, you know, he's a real cerebral type of player. But you're right. He does have an edge to his game. And what I really like is that he knows his role. He's not going to be expected to do anything other than what he does, which is play great defense, play against other teams' top lines, kill penalties, and just eat up minutes.
Right.
And that just gives more of a rest for guys like Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook and alike. And for me, it really solidifies the defensive core, who I thought was already pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, it's something that, you know, the reception, he's not going to play tonight. But he will be available,
should be by Friday.
By Friday.
Jarmuson's
right.
Out the rest of the week, but he should be back by Friday.
And the Islanders here on Friday.
Correct.
So he's going to get a huge, huge ovation from the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
When they announce him.
How quickly does that chemistry come back? Obviously, he's had it in the past to a high degree or high level. Now he's coming back. You think it kicks in right away, or what happens there?
I do. I think that because they're veterans, because they played in the system before, because there's a lot of familiar faces, I think that, you know, Joel still plays the same type of system. I think that he'll feel comfortable right away. It might take a game, which isn't very long.
No.
So, you know, I'm excited for him, excited for the fans, excited for everybody that, you know, he's back. And, you know, they won a cup in 2015 with virtually 4D. They're
right.
Much deeper on the back end now. And you have to be going into the playoffs. And, you know, I'm excited for the team.
Yeah.
Oh, they've won 9 of 10. A big reason of that is because of the captain, Jonathan Toews, tearing it up, named top star in the NHL for the month of February. What's he doing differently recently compared to a little bit of a slower start in the early going?
I think it's confidence. I think, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, great players, elite players can struggle with their confidence. But I think that when things aren't going well, you tend to squeeze the stick a little bit tighter. And but I think you also have to give some credit to some consistency with his line mates. I mean, he's had maybe 12 or 13 different line mates throughout this year, but I think having Nick Schmaltz and Panik on his line, I think Panik brings a physicality to his game, and he also can finish and shoot the puck. And I think Nick Schmaltz is really finding his game. You know, a lot of times when you're a young guy coming into especially a locker room like this, there might be some hesitancy or some tendency to defer. Now he's playing with more confidence, creating plays, wanting the puck, and that's creating space for Johnny as well.
Are you surprised, or you think this is about right on time for those kids who are coming in? Whether it's Ryan Hartman, who was with them last season, at least for part of last season, but, you know, you talk about Schmaltz, and, you know, you talk about these guys who are young, coming up, expected to be big stars because that's part of the way the system works. I mean, this is the Cubs stole the Blackhawks plan here, basically, to build championships. So are you think they're right on time here, these young kids?
Well, I think it's a credit to them. Honestly, that's the big, for me, going into the season, the biggest question mark is how is their development going to be? Is it going to be a linear path? It wasn't. But where they are today and the fact that Stan and his staff decided not to add anybody up front, I think is a testament to, you know, what Nick Schmaltz has done in his growth, what Richard Panik has done, what Hartman have done, to put them in this position to go into the playoffs with the idea to win a Stanley Cup. Because of the development of these young guys.
Yeah. I know there's a little biased here from most of us.
What?
But Taves or Crosby?
Oh. Well, it's Taves for me. I mean, he won a Stanley Cup.
Okay, well, maybe compare the games. Similarities, differences between the two?
Similarities are, I think Crosby is now playing a more 200-foot game. I don't think he was 5 or 6 years ago, to be honest, and I think he would likely admit that. I think he's... you know, I think a few years ago, 2013, you would say Taves was the number one player in the world. I think that obviously Crosby's rebounded last year, having won the Cup, and you know, the way that he finished the season when they changed the coaches. But for me, it's Taves. I've never got a chance to play with Crosby, so I'll stay loyal to him.
That's a very, very good move, Jamal.
It's the right answer.
Since you're Indian United Center and work for the Blackhawks. Now, I want to just say this.
Safe. It's really safe.
That to me, what's really interesting here is of this generation of players, you're seeing on the ice tonight three first ballot, no question about it, Hall of Famers.
Four, probably. Malkin?
Oh, yeah. More than that when you stop and you think about the depth. But but people always say, because in that class, those kids who all came in together, and I say kids because they're not so much anymore, but, you know, Taze and Kane and Crosby. It's so much fun, and so Doc Emrick was on a little bit earlier today on WGN, and he was talking about it. He said something which, you know, because, you know, he's calling the game and he can't really take sides on any of this, but he said, wouldn't it be interesting to see these two franchises in a best of seven situation? Now, there's only one way that those two franchises get in a best of seven situation. That's the Stanley Cup Finals, right? And I think there's a lot of people in the NHL who are looking at these two as the ascendant teams of this season. They seem to position themselves very well for the playoffs. Hawks had that extra time last year, the off time, losing out in the first round. Penguins are, you know, hot, still hot. Are we looking tonight at the potential for a Stanley Cup Finals matchup?
No question, but we can't discount the season that the Washington Capitals have. They have had their struggles.
I've already discounted it.
But I think they're a better team. They're a different team this year, but there's no question. How exciting would that be? I mean, that's a dream, I would think, for the National Hockey League, and to pit those two teams together. I remember the outdoor game a few years back. That was a lot of excitement going on with that. It was snowing, and I remember
Q got his snow on his beard, on his mustache. I mean, he had the full Ditka at that point because there's snow on the stash.
He can do that.
Turned to ice.
Yes, it turns right. Actually, everything
great.
When he looks at the snow, it turns to ice. There's something about just the expression on his face.
Stare,
yeah,
right?
He scares everyone.
His eyes.
Did he scare you? To be honest.
No, he's a nice guy.
Well, speaking of scared, who scares you in the West for the Blackhawks? We know how potent the Eastern Conference is with stacked teams up and down, but for the West, who's going to be the biggest trouble for the Hawks in the postseason?
Well, I guess the logical answer, if you look at the standings, are the Minnesota Wild, but honestly, they don't do it for me. They don't scare me. I think that the Hawks, you know, it's a long season. You look through games 40 through 60, it's very difficult to get up for, especially when they've been through so much. But you really saw who this team was, in my opinion, in those last couple games against the Minnesota Wild, which they dominated. So I feel like the Hawks are peaking at the right time. They're getting their game certainly in order. And I feel like they're playing the right way right now. If they go into the playoffs the way they're playing today, it's going to be tough for anybody to beat them.
You know, I'm that guy. I'm always looking for the absolute thunderstorm in the middle of a sunny day. And I'm so excited about this team for exactly the right reason. 9 of the last 10, they're meshing very well. Mm-hmm. Scott Darling, who'll be in goal tonight, been playing great. Lights out. He's actually got a better save percentage right now by, you know, a couple ticks over Corey Crawford. Now, obviously, it's fewer shots on goal, but it's still, it's, you know, you love when a kid's like that. And now my fear is with expansion, we're going to lose that kid next year.
Well, that's probably a reality. At the end of the day, I think that Darling, maybe if
why does Las Vegas deserve a guy like that? Well, that's what I want to know.
I'll just be honest with you. He showed over that, I believe, 13-game mark that he could shoulder the load. I think it's easy to step in. Not easy, but it's not as difficult to step in for two or three games. But he showed the entire National Hockey League that he could actually do it for an extended period of time. And at the end of the day, he's going to get a bump, and it's going to, you know, with the salary cap world, I'd be surprised if they're able to keep him.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because he's a Chicago guy. He's a guy that certainly fits in well, and they have a great relationship with Corey. I know that. But he probably also wants an opportunity. I can't speak for him, but I would think, you know, at one point he's going to want to see if he can be that number one guy. And how could you blame him for that?
Oh, you can't.
No, you couldn't.
And what a great story.
Yes.
What an absolute class act he is as and a representative of Chicago-born bred athlete. Just, you know.
I agree.
Super special story right
class.
There.
Class.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, now he's going to Las Vegas. Okay, fine, whatever. And I bring that up to everybody who seems to know something about this. They're all like, oh, yeah, that's happening. I'm like, damn it. Damn it.
I thought you were excited about going to Las Vegas to see a
I'm not. Yeah,
NHL
yeah but, game. I, but I don't want to see
former Blackhawks.
Former
there.
Blackhawks there. It's like going to Dallas. Although now we got
right.
one less.
Got one
Dallas
back.
Has one fewer mm-hmm. Chicago Blackhawk that I can sit there and get all upset about when I have to watch those teams play. But Dallas is not having having the season I think it had anticipated.
No injuries early on hurt them and poor goaltending as well. So. Yeah. Yeah, their team, their season is not what
they're
they expected.
9 points back of a wild card, so,
ooh.
So that was a reason. I think the Hawks could probably get Oduya for a reasonable price. They're ready to move on.
Oh, there's no question. They, you know, looked at where they were in the standings and realized that playoffs were not a reality. And, you know, at the end of the day, I thought that was a great trade for the Chicago Blackhawks. For them to eat, the Stars are eating half of that salary as well, and I think all they gave up was a fourth-round pick.
All right, Jamal, next time we're here for the Hawks taking on the Penguins, it'll be June. See you then.
Appreciate it. Thanks
All
for
right.
having me.
Thanks, Jamal.